You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Get a load of this. Remember Kevin Spacey? Remember the trouble
he
got into?
Yeah, he's still in more trouble.
A judge yesterday ruled that Kevin Spacey and his production companies must pay the makers of that show House of Cards nearly $31 million because of losses brought on by his firing back in 2017 for sexual harassment of crew members. Spacey has denied the allegations, but the judge says you owe House of Cards $31 million.
Bummer. Yikes. Ouch.
How the mighty have fallen. Man. He's still got some other cases pending against him, too. There are a bunch of other people coming forward. So
it's too bad because he's a great actor. He's fantastic at acting, but his personal life is bad news bears.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's depressing. I got some news for nerd stuff for you. One of them is that we might have just had our shortest day ever in our recorded history anyway. Back on June 29th, the day was 1.59 milliseconds short of 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
A millisecond, by the way, is 1/1000th of a second.
No wonder I was so tired.
Yeah, you lost out on 1.59 milliseconds that day.
I was reading about some stories.
Because of a strange wobble in our polls.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby.
It's a wobble.
Which is this song, actually, that's playing.
Wobble,
baby, wobble, baby.
So we just had our shortest day ever.
Huh.
And then I love this story. It's very Frankenstein-ish. For those of you who ever read the original novel by Mary Shelley, the whole idea Dr. Frankenstein was trying to reanimate dead tissue.
Yeah.
And it was so well lampooned in the Gene Wilder, Mel Brooks movie called Young Frankenstein. Well, what do you know? Researchers up at Yale, Ivy League even, Jeremy.
Hey.
Researchers have figured out how to reanimate dead cells in a pig.
Dang.
So, they can bring dead cells back to life. Now, there is a very big short-term benefit for all of this.
What's that?
Other than your love life, Jeremy.
I know. I was just thinking of jokes. I'm like, I do that every Saturday night with my wife. Hey-o.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
She's alive!
Right. It could help keep organs alive longer so they could be transplanted.
Hey.
So they think this could be a boon to the transplant industry. And then who knows, down the line, yes, they say it's possible it could help bring people back to life.
Look at that.
Which has been the theme of many, many movies over the years.
Yeah.
So there's that. What else is trending?
Well, the big beer news today. Today is International Beer Day, conveniently held on the first Friday of August, so you can get sloshed over the weekend. It unites the world by honoring the beer of all nations and cultures and celebrates the brewers and bartenders who make and serve this delicious, delicious brew.
Are you still standing by your Princess Yum Yum as the greatest of the beers?
It's not the greatest, but the Denver Beer Company Princess Yum Yum is probably in my top five. It's a great summer beer.
What's your number one?
Oh my gosh. There is it's a local brewery by me. Coal Mine Brewery has a beer called the Funplex, and that's my favorite. Based on the entertainment venue that used to be in Littleton. Funplex.
Yeah.
It's probably my favorite. I'm kind of bumming. We were actually supposed to go to Boulder this weekend. We were going to take the kids up to Boulder and wander around Pearl Street and hit some breweries and stuff up there for fun, because we haven't been to Boulder in 10 years probably, you know, and it's not that far away. And they've got some big taco festival going on this weekend and a big Ironman competition. So I'm like, it might be a little too busy.
No, just go.
The taco competition sounds...
Yeah, how do you pass that up?
How do you pass that up?
I was schooled by somebody not long ago because I used to say that my favorite beer, which I can't get anymore, I can't find it anywhere, because it has to be on draft. I don't want the can with the little CO2 cartridge thing in it, but Boddington's on draft was always my favorite.
So
and then
good.
I got let down by somebody who's from jolly old England. They said, you realize that's kind of like a trash beer over there in England. I was like, what?
Well, it's good
no,
here.
No, it isn't.
It's made by Budweiser or something. I mean, it's not.
But it wasn't originally. I mean, it's a British beer.
Was it?
So.
Did Bud buy them? That's the beer that I actually wrote the company. That's why I know. I think it was Budweiser because their packaging sucked so bad because they came in the 4-packs. Mm-hmm. And it was such flimsy cardboard packaging that every time I'd go buy it at the liquor store, they'd fall out like in the parking lot right. and pop open. And I finally wrote the company about it, and they sent me a coupon for like two free beers or something goofy like that. Yeah, I got a coupon. Are you looking up who makes it?
Yeah, well, I know it's British. It's from Manchester, but I was trying to see, and yes, Budweiser has bought the distribution rights here in the US of A.
Okay, so they
But yes, Manchester, and...
Well, it is tasty if you can find it. And if you can find it on tap, my goodness, so much better. Very frothy. Very frothy. And for this big day, Heineken has created a line of limited edition sneakers filled with beer. They're called Heine Kicks, of course. They're only making 32 pairs of these things. You know, it's a purely promotional. They injected the sole of each sneaker with Heineken silver. They're red, green, and white like the bottles, and they've got a bottle opener on the tongue of the shoe. They said the beer in the sole is supposed to create a smooth sensation when you walk in them, which is just probably marketing nonsense, I would imagine.
You're just sloshing
it's
around.
Just slow sloshy feet over there. So that's going on for the big beer day. What else is going on? There's this list this morning about the best mindless background TV shows for multitasking. So if you're just trying to get a few things done and you want a little entertainment in the background playing, the show 2020 came in number one. What?
Okay.
Who's watching that? Futurama came in number two. Wife Swap was number three. Ted Lasso appeared on the list, which I feel like you got to pay attention to that show. I don't know if I would have that just running in the background.
Unless you're just rewatching it.
Probably reruns. The Great British Baking Show and The Great Pottery Throwdown is on the list. I didn't know that was a show.
I really like The Great British Baking
I've heard great
show.
Things about that one.
It's
yeah,
fun,
yeah.
I got to say. Although I realized I wrote something about this for the Fun Fact newsletter that I do. In the UK, that's the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
But they couldn't call it that in the United States because Pillsbury has some sort of trademark on the words Bake Off.
Bake Off?
Yeah, they own that phrase. And so they had to change it over here to the Great British Baking Show thanks to the Pillsbury Doughboy.
I wish they had just named it Master Bakers. Why couldn't that have just been a thing? Master Bakers.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, speaking of TV shows, oh my gosh, I got a good recommendation for you. It's a little 3-part documentary on Netflix. It's called Trainwreck. Okay. It is about the 1999 Woodstock that they tried to throw and a complete and total disaster that show was.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, I was right out of high school when that was going on. I don't remember any of this being in the news. But it was a mess.
Did you watch that documentary about the music festival scam down in the islands of the
Caribbean?
Yes,
I watched that one too. The Fire Festival? Fire?
Is that what it was called?
I don't know.
Is this like that?
No, completely different. I mean, like 10 times worse. I mean, they had no water.
I'm gonna be worse.
They had no water. The porta potties were overflowing. People were
It sounds like the original.
They set
Woodstock.
Things on fire. They were
That's
ripping
the
down
original
the stands.
Woodstock.
Nah, this was really bad. Anyway, check it out. It's called Trainwreck on Netflix.
Sure.
Trending in tattoos. Speaking of the Brits, there's a celebrity, an online celebrity out there, that claims that she has the most tattooed private parts in the world. In fact, she's had to do 5 separate sessions on that area of her body alone. She's spent something like $42,000 on all of her tattoos. Her name is Becky Holt. If you'd like to dive a little deeper into your tattoo research online and learn more about her tattooed hoo-ha.
On behalf of Becky.
Yes?
I would just like to say,
I was going to post the link to it because, it's PG-13. They don't show anything. But some of the pictures that were popping up, I was like, I can't post that on
better
our Facebook.
Yeah.
I better not. And then this guy, it's a Marvel super fan out of Canada, gone above and beyond by tattooing 31 superheroes all over his body. Rick something, some long last name. 350 hours to get all of his tattoos and took the world record for the most Marvel comic book characters on the body. And this guy is intense, too. Like, life-size faces on his chest and stuff.
He must be
crazy.
So proud.
Yeah. Let me give you one more thing for the dog owners this morning. There's a new study out this morning giving your dog control of the tunes in your car. Basically, the top 10 songs that keep your dog calm in the car. If they get all, you know, when they're in the car, mm-hmm. You're going to want to do, I'll give you from 3 to 1, Everything I Do For You, Bryan Adams.
Blah.
Leave Your Dog at Home, so you don't have to listen to that. No Woman, No Cry, Bob Marley.
Yeah.
And then number one is How Deep Is Your Love by the
Beatles. How deep is your love? Is your love?
You like this?
I like that song.
I do too. I so do.
Yeah.
That's baby making music right there.
I have to admit something to you.
What's that?
This came out on, you know, the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. I got to admit something to you. I played that as a current hit record.
Oh, Barf Town.
So I play that every 2 hours.
Do you have your AARP card now? Or is it...
Yeah, I do.
The one song you don't want to play when your dogs are in the car is Katy Perry's Roar, sung by cats. That will not keep them calm.
Yeah, that's not.
That's actually a thing on YouTube, and it goes for like 45 minutes. Some guy's making money off that. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's a real quick one this morning. It's a Chicago weatherman and his coworkers. They can barely keep it together when he finds out live on the air that his new weather map is interactive.
It's funny.
Whoa, and it blows all their minds.
It is funny.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.